Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was flying solo to see family for Easter one year.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy one year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
When I had one of the worst encounters with a creep I've ever experienced, I first saw him during my layover. It was in the middle of the night. Because I opted for a red-eye flight with a 3-hour layover in a small airport to save money. It was the first time I'd been there. The whole place was eerily empty and quiet due to the time and flight restrictions back then. I was hoping to catch some Z's while I waited for my next flight. I thought it would be easy. The only people sitting near me were a younger couple cuddling to my left and a man laying down to my right, who was minding his business perfectly and not bothering me at all. However, right as I was dozing off, I sensed an approaching presence and my eyes flicked open to see a guy creeping towards me, clearly trying not to be noticed. I froze with my eyes open and stared as he continued totally unfazed. Getting caught actually made him smile. His teeth were jagged and covered in thick, nasty plaque. And he had a huge broken nose with boils on the nostrils. The rest of his face was riddled with acne too. His hair was unkempt and greasy to match. And altogether, it looked like he just got out of high school after graduating on the fifth try. Before long, he was far too close for comfort.
Stop! What are you doing?
Oh, you startled me! Don't yell at me like that!
I startled you? You're the one coming up on me like you're trying to steal my bag.
I would never. You don't really think I'd be that type of guy to do that, do you?
I was so floored by how ridiculous he was that I couldn't think of anything to say. He used the pause as an opportunity to sit right next to me.
Excuse me? Did I say you could sit next to me?
Don't be such a Karen. Well, actually, you look more like a Stacy in those pajama pants.
Don't look at my pants. I don't want to talk to you. I'm trying to sleep.
I just wanted to ask if you were also going to Boston. But it's a silly question, isn't it? Why else would you be waiting for the plane to Boston?
Leave me alone already before I pepper spray you, you creep!
You don't have any pepper spray. The TSA confiscated it. Remember? You're unarmed, sugar.
Suddenly, the blood drained from my face. How did he know that? I kept thinking. He must have been behind me in the security line at the last airport, which meant he'd been following me and watching me the whole time. Right about then is when I reached over and shook the man sleeping next to me until he woke up.
Are you threatening me?
Huh? What's going on?
Babe, this man is making me uncomfortable.
What? Who? Come on, man. Who do you think you are? That's my wife you're talking to. Get out of here before we have a problem, you greasy loser.
Thankfully, the creep didn't talk back and walked away pouting. I'd never spoken to that other guy in my life, but I'm glad he was quick to see what was going on and helped me out. I thanked him profusely for pretending to be my husband for a moment. Then I let him go back to sleep. I was not able to relax after that, however. The whole time, I could see that ugly jerk staring at me from the next gate over. I hoped that he wasn't about to get on the same flight as me, but despite my prayers, when they called us to board, he got in line behind me. I breathed a sigh of relief when it turned out he booked a ticket for a seat 10 rows in front of mine. Otherwise, I would have been stuck with him breathing down my neck for the entire flight. It was about 3 a.m. when we finally took off, and I was exhausted. A few minutes into the air and I finally got comfortable enough to fall asleep. I ended up being out for the entire flight. I woke up a few minutes before landing to the sound of the flight attendants chattering about refreshments and flight procedures. But to my utter terror, when I opened my eyes, I saw that same creep staring directly at me just inches from my face. I jumped up and gasped.
Oh, what's wrong with you? How long have you been sitting there?
Not long. Just a couple of hours.
You mean the entire flight? Why can't you get away from me?
I immediately reached up to press the button to call the flight attendant, but he grabbed my wrist and held my hand back.
I fell in love with you the moment I saw you. Whatever you need, please let me get it for you. Clearly that husband of yours is no good.
I took great pleasure in slapping him across the face.
I need you to leave!
Unfortunately, the sicko seemed to enjoy that a little more than I expected.
So you really do have some Boston in you. That's good. Why don't I show you my favorite bar once we land? I can drive us there so you don't have to call a ride.
Luckily, a flight attendant finally showed up in response to my shouting.
Excuse me, is everything all right here?
Yes, everything is fine. Please go away.
This man is assaulting me! Tell him to go back to his seat, or I don't care what you do, just get him away from me!
Sir, I will have to ask you to return to your seat. It was up in the third row, wasn't it?
Oh, well, I guess you're right. That's my wife, by the way.
He's lying. Please, you have to listen to me.
I told the flight attendant everything, and thankfully, she took serious interest. And Casey followed me off the plane. She called airport security and requested a guard to escort me until I left the airport. I thanked her 1,000 times, but I still couldn't rest until my brother picked me up and got me out of there.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is your captain speaking. First, I'd like to welcome everyone on.
Would you like some wine, sir?
Sure. Hit me.
Is everything comfortable, sir?
Well, I was thinking if you had any other seat.
Today is your lucky day, sir. We just got an upgrade on that row. If you want...
I'll take anything.
Please, follow me.
Not that good either.
Sorry, sir. This is what we have.
Fine. Ma'am? Hello? Ma'am!
Ah! What? Where? Who? Good Lord! Are you trying to kill this poor, beautiful lady?
That wasn't my intention. All I want is to sit down on my seat.
Do you have no regard for people's feelings? I guess women these days are so cheap that men have stopped respecting them.
Enough! Just move away so I can sit!
Did I scare you?
Just stay the heck away from me, okay? You don't want to mess with me.
My inner voices told me to tell you. You had beautiful eyes.
What?
Yes, you'll make a beautiful corpse.
Sir,
are you okay? Do you feel sick? Do you need a doctor?
Where did that lady go?
Which lady, sir?
The one who was sitting here when you changed my seat.
I'm sorry, but you must have been mistaken. You were sitting here from the very beginning, sir. This is your seat.
What the? This is my seat. Did I just dream it all?
Sir, if you need a doctor, we can...
No, I'm fine. How long till landing?
Not much longer, sir. Just press the bell if you need anything.
Cool. I'll meet you all at your place then. Don't tell others. I want a surprise. Wait, is this even real? Am I still dreaming? Okay, definitely not a dream. Why is she staring like that?
Where do you want to go?
Huh?
Your address. Do you want this cab?
Yes, yes.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I lived here with my parents until I left for college. The city hasn't changed a bit.
Maybe, but it isn't safe anymore like it used to be.
Why do you say that?
Nothing. Just some rumors going around. I'm not even sure if they're true.
What rumor?
The one about the dancing lady.
Sorry, what?
We shouldn't be talking about her at night.
Why? Who is she anyway?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some people have seen her on the street at night. She would dance facing her back. Her hands will be dangling in the air and she'll move on her toes from one side to the other. No one has seen her face because when she chased them, all they did was run.
What bullcrap. Just drive. I have to be somewhere. Here you go.
Thanks.
This city will never change. Neither will its people. Stupid morons. Dancing lady my foot. What the? Why is she dancing like that? Is this all happening, or am I just losing my mind? She was right there, right? What's happening to me?
Are you looking for me?
The story you just saw is loosely based on the trending rumors going around the internet about the Serbian dancing lady. One TikToker uploaded the first footage of his encounter with the creepy lady at night. The guy was walking with his mother when they saw a distant figure dancing in a weird fashion. When the lady noticed their presence, she charged towards them, shouting profanities and claiming to be the ambassador of death. The TikToker claims that the lady shouted that his mother's life was needed for an ancient ritual to resurrect the king of Serbia. The figure's movement, he said, did not seem like that of a human, but was so entrancing as if moving every muscle in her body. So, do you think the Serbian dancing lady is some urban legend, or a real creep lurking in the deserted streets in the middle of the night?
It happened 2 years ago. I went on a business trip to a country in the Middle East. I stayed at a prestigious hotel for 4 days during my time there. When I was finally ready to head back to the US, I booked a flight with a 6 p.m. departure time that evening. I remember checking out of the hotel. I walked out of the hotel with my luggage in one hand and my cell phone in the other. I was on a call with my boss while I waited for a cab to take me to the airport. I didn't have to wait for long, though. In a matter of minutes, a dingy cab rolled by. Its tires were shot, its windshield was cracked, and a trail of black smoke sputtered from its exhaust pipe. The cab driver didn't look any better. He was a short man with a pale, puffy face and bulging eye bags. A deep scar ran across his speckled face, and 3 of the fingers on his left hand were missing. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't have gotten into the cab, even at gunpoint, but I was so distracted by my call, I hardly noticed it until it was too late.
Take me to the airport,
I said to him as I sat in the back seat.
We will arrive at the airport in 5 minutes,
the man grunted, while yammering over the phone. I carelessly placed my passport on the armrest. Secretly, the The cab driver pilfered it and slipped it into his pocket.
"We are here,"
he said as we arrived at the airport, without saying another word. I flung him a $10 bill and made my way towards the airport entrance.
"Have a nice flight."
He cut me a worrying smile as I walked off. When I entered the airport, I briskly went to the checking area, but when the airport staff requested my passport, I didn't have it. I turned my luggage inside out and almost stripped to my boxer shorts, searching for it, but it was nowhere to be found.
Gosh darn it, where did I drop that thing?
I raced outside and checked for the cab that brought me, but it was long gone. The plane was boarding, and I still hadn't checked in yet. I felt like I was losing my mind.
"You don't understand. I have to be on that flight."
I begged and pleaded, but it was no use. The plane left without me. The only way to fix the problem was to go to the American Embassy, and it was already 8 p.m. Even at that, a new passport would take weeks to prepare. Embarrassed and exhausted, I left the airport and went outside to hail another taxi. Then, lo and behold, the cab from earlier was right there, waiting for me.
"My friend, what happened? You did not travel again?"
he asked, pretending to care.
"No, it's silly, but I lost my passport. Did you happen to see it in your cab?"
"I'm so sorry, my friend, but I did not. What will you do now?"
"I don't know. Guess I'll return to the hotel and then apply for a new one tomorrow."
"Good idea. I tell you what, I pity you. I drive you back to the hotel free of charge. What do you say?"
I'm not sure why, but his offer made me even more unsettled than I already was. But it was already late, and I was so tired. So I figured, what the heck? I joined him in the cab, and we began our trip to the hotel. Only we weren't heading towards the hotel, but a whole other direction entirely, to a place I've never been before. The cab driver drove us to the slums. It was a rough neighborhood with filthy streets, decrepit houses, and street urchins.
"Hey, what's the big idea? Where the hell are you taking me?"
"Don't worry, my friend. I know someone that can help you make a new passport. He's very fast. By tomorrow, you'll be ready to travel back to your country."
Something smelled really fishy. I knew it in my gut, but the thought of getting back home as quickly as possible sounded too good to ignore. I sat back and let him drive to a dark and mysterious compound. At the center of the compound was a creepy shed cobbled together with wood and corrugated zinc. The car stopped, and the driver got out.
"Wait right here. I will be right back."
He walked into the shed. I sat there alone in the car, anxiously waiting for the man to come back out. Suddenly, I noticed something sticking out of the glove compartment. It was a blue booklet that looked suspiciously like an American passport. I was a little skittish about rummaging through his stuff, but I just had to know what it was. I opened the glove compartment and, to my shock, it was my passport. It had my name, picture, the whole caboodle.
What the heck is going on?
Suddenly, the cab driver walked out of the shed with two mean-looking men behind him. Each of them was carrying a weapon. The man had a long pipe wrench in his hand.
Oh, God!
Leaving my bag and phone behind, I immediately lunged out of the car and made a run for it.
He is escaping! After him!
The three men got into the car and raced after me. They caught up to me in seconds. They rammed the car into me, knocking me to the ground. I was concussed and bleeding, but they didn't stop there. They got down and rained kicks and blows on me from every direction. Then they popped the trunk open and tried to stuff me into it. I knew if they took me, my life would be over. So I screamed for help.
Help! Someone please help me!
I cried at the top of my voice. Luckily, a group of people nearby heard my voice, and a crowd started gathering.
Rats! More people are coming!
They dumped my body on the road and quickly drove off. I lost my bags, my phone, and my wallet. All I had left was my passport, which I clutched tightly in my hand.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The next day, I reported the incident to the police. And despite all the evidence I gave them, they were not able to locate the cab driver. In the end, I'm just glad I got back home safe and sound. I haven't been brave enough to travel since then. And something tells me I probably never will.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.